The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You're listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Ski. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Yes, and greetings, everyone, one and all. This is the TWBC podcast with me, Tony Lightfoot, once again, and great to have you on board as we preview the 2025 edition of the Swiss Pro Tricks. And who better to get us started off with our first interview as a preview to that event? None other than Pat O'Font. How are you doing, sir?
Good, Tony. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yes, indeed. It always a pleasure to have you on the podcast. So I've seen you out there tricking the last couple of days. You could have settled with what you did yesterday in practice, but you decided to come today to just to clean up on a few things. How did that work out for you?
Yeah, so kind of my plan was to. I've been coming out, I think, for the last 3 days. It's been great to ski here. Great to be with the Swiss people and the TWBC people. So it's been a lot of fun. My plan was actually to take today off since tomorrow we got a long day.
Yeah, that's the premise for the question. And
yesterday was actually a pretty good set, but my dad said, you know what, let's come out one more day. There's going to be definitely more people here, more nerves. So it's always good to, you know, be on the water, train with nerves. It simulates the tournament situation, and I think it was a great idea that I skied today too.
Does it ski any differently here than it does to your home or any other place?
Well, most of the time I'm skiing either in Isles of Lake Hancock, in the front lake, or in the big back lake, which is more similar to Masters, I would say, because it's deeper. And most of the time right now I'm currently training at Lake Virginia, which is in Rollins, and it's actually very similar. The wake size is very similar, and the boats, I mean, pretty much the same. So.
And you graduate this coming May, I understand.
Yes, I have about 2 more weeks of class, and then, yeah.
So you just want to milk up the college experience for all it was worth before you walk down the aisle, as it were.
Yes, so I'm going to class pretty much every day and training every day before or after class.
All right, then. So let's try and get a little bit into the nitty-gritty so far as tricks are concerned. Actually, let's hint upon some of the performances you did earlier on in the season, because you typically go to the Moomba Masters, but even before that you went to New Zealand for the IWWF World University Championships.
Yes, that's correct. I went no dad, no coach, so it was just all of my friends.
Oh, that I bet that felt weird, like you look around and say, hey, where are you?
Yes, exactly. But Fede Jaramillo was my pinner and my coach that tournament. It was a lot of fun. I was surrounded by my best friends, and a lot of my friends became world champions alongside with me, so it was a great tournament.
I see that Latin connection with Federico Jaramillo. He's from Arizona State. You're from Rollins, but you're all pretty close so far as the Latino skiers, no matter where you are around the world. I mean, you could speak to that a little bit, you know, the camaraderie between yourself and other Latin American skiers, because despite the fact that you're from different countries like Chile and Colombia and Mexico, you still kind of have this togetherness.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up skiing against Tobias Georgis, who's, I mean, one of my best friends, and even though we were, you know, competing really, really close when we were, I mean, 10, 15, I mean, now we're 22 and we're still competing against each other, you know, we want each other to ski as best as possible, just because we're really close, and that goes to kind of everyone, you know. Now Mati's, I mean, one of the best in the world, if not the best.
Wow.
And so is Tincho, and we're all from Latin America, and we just want to kind of represent, you know, that Latin culture and kind of keep pushing each other to be better.
Indeed, and pushing the envelope so far as you're concerned would involve nailing a specific trick in the middle of your handle pass. It will be the ski line 7 front. I mean, most people can't even begin to imagine what it would be to actually hit a wake 7 front, you know, going back to the days of Corey Pecos back in like 89, where he stomped that down in the World Championships. But you're adding a ski line right in the middle of it, you know. I mean, what does it take to throw that one down?
Well, I would say it's hard. I actually think it's easier for me personally than doing the wake 7 front to front that Jake Abelson does at the end of his run, and he does it really consistent. So that's kind of, you know, if he does that trick, if he makes it, if both of his runs are in time, then I would have to do the ski line 7 front to front either in the beginning of my run or at the end. Just because I need it to trick closer to him.
Okay, you've alluded to a couple of things to me before this interview a few minutes ago. We'll touch upon the beeps, as it were, and how what speed method is used primarily for that. We'll touch upon that in the moment, but also your strategy coming into this event, you know, because you said to me that you wanted to try and go somewhat soft in the first round and then let it go in the second round. You know, what's your whole strategy and premise behind that?
Well, it's Swiss. We have two rounds to kind of qualify for the final. So what that means is I think everyone can go out the first round, put a big score up, and kind of in the second one, go for it. Or the people that say messed up kind of have to pick up their slack in the second round and kind of try to make it to finals. So here it's not like you can just go out and say, you know, I'm going to try to trick as fast as possible, as many points as possible, because if you fall the first round, then it's not that easy to make it into second round. You know, I think pretty much everyone is coming to this tournament, so to make it to finals, it's not going to be that simple. So I kind of want to go out, do one ski line seven in the first round, try to see how I feel for the second round, and then hopefully I can try that ski line 7 front to front at some point in the tournament.
I can imagine there's a little bit of an intimidation factor going on whenever you go out there and nail both passes, come into the dock, the next person standing there ready to go and say, yeah, I nailed that, let's see what you can do.
Well, I mean, yeah, if I do that, I know Matty can go out and trick 13. He's getting 11 tricks in time now. He's tricking more points than I can count in toes, which is crazy. I know Jay can trick 13 too. I know Tincho was close. Sadly, he's hurt, and I wish, you know, he heals back up soon and we see him back at more tournaments. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited that, you know, if I trick good, I know the next person after me or before me can trick just as good or better than me.
Yeah, and I'm excited as well. I mean, like, tricks have come a long way from way, way back in the day, you know. I mean, it's the toe tricks are really picking up the pace right now. I mean that you basically live and die by the toe tricks. Your ability to stand up and throw some tricks down, you know, takes the edge off the handle pass, even though you still have to get through that run to make any real inroads, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's I always do toes first, so it's super important for me to, you know, kind of nail that run.
Irrespective of the wind?
A little bit. I never switch it, but it's also like, you know, you can't pull as much for a toe seven when you have a strong tailwind than when you do for a strong headwind. Mm. But I never change it, and it's just kind of, you know, I want to do ski line seven second round, but I also have to do all of my toe pass first round and second round, so I can't really get ahead of myself and trying to say what I'm trying to do. But I mean, toes is kind of how I start my day. The first thing I do is toe seven, so yeah, I mean, toes are super hard, and yeah, making all three of my toe runs this weekend is definitely the goal.
Okay, so let's touch upon the beeps, because you have a speed change in the middle of your pass. Pretty much everyone does, you know, whether they go up or go down, mm-hmm. Whether they decide to go flips or ski lines or hand tricks on the remainder of the pass, or they switch it up, you know, whatever determines that deal. But first of all, you use mile an hour, right?
I mean, yeah, I use mile an hour. Even though I'm Mexican and we use the metric system, I lived here in the States for quite a while now, and I'm also American. But it's easier for the person driving to do the click changes, because if it's in kilometers, they have to do, like, I don't know, 10 clicks or something like that. So just miles, I go from 19.3 down to 18.7, and that's
six clicks.
Yeah, just for my ski lines.
Yes, and six clicks. I spoke to your father. He says that you can do six clicks in about half a trick.
Yeah, I mean, that's normally, they can go down really fast, but sometimes if they go down really fast, then they go down some extra clicks and then they have to kind of go back up.
And sometimes that touch screen is a little bit fickle, isn't it?
Yes, but you can spin the wheel, which is normally what everyone that I know drives does, which is a little bit better.
Okay, that's very interesting indeed. So I mean, you became world champion in the World University Championships. You know, you've had a pretty good start of the season in the Southern Hemisphere, Northern Hemisphere now. And there are more trick tournaments.
Yes, a lot.
This season. So you must be excited at the thought of what 2025 can deliver for you.
Yes, I'm super excited. So we have Swiss, then I have two LCQs, which I have to qualify, which it's the first time I have to qualify. But I have to pick up my slack from last year. Then hopefully compete at Masters. Then after Masters, we'll go to Monaco for the first European tournament. Then Morocco, which I'm super excited about. Then Portugal, and then finally Botas at the end. And then we'll have a month break, and then we'll go to Worlds.
Yeah, that month break is I would say it's going to be critical for a lot of those that are really aiming to end off the season on a high with the World Championships coming up at the tail end of that, right?
I mean, I have a break because I'm going to be 23 by that time, but the people that are younger, such as Matty and Jake, they have Under 21 Worlds in Canada. They have Pan Am Games Junior in Paraguay, so they're not going to be stopping. And
so those guys are going to have two more tournaments in the space that you're going to be taking a rest. So,
well, I'm not going to be taking a rest. I'm going to have to be training. But
of course.
But yeah, but I'm not going to have to be traveling from one side of the world to another. But they're young. They have a lot of energy. They're really good at what they do, and I think it's going to be a great season.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great season too, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you can do. And obviously, the perennial question that's been asked for like the past two or three seasons, who's going to be first? Who's going to get over 13K? Are you going to have to redesign the graphics on your trick ski?
I would love to. That's the first thing I would do if I trick 13. I would love to come out with a new ski that signifies, the importance of 13K. I mean, not only for me, but I think for the ski history in general. Honestly, I think any person can do it on the day. You got Matty, who's, I know, so, so close. Jake, who is the current world record holder, who is, I mean, tenths of a second off. Last year, I was pretty close. I actually had a tournament. I just missed my last ski line back by, like, 0.40. So I'm just super excited that, there's more than, honestly, two guys doing it. But we got three. Hopefully, Tincha can come back and do it as soon as he's back. So yeah, we just keep pushing and try to go for 13.5 or something after.
You've mentioned his name more than a few times, Tincha. I mean, he sustained an injury before the season even really began. I mean, I don't know how serious the injury was, but you seem to be under the belief that he will be back before the end of the season, and hopefully he'll be in good shape for the World Championship. Is that what you've heard?
I mean, from what I talked to him, he injured both of his knees. I think he had surgery only in one, and now he's kind of starting rehab. From what I heard, I don't think he's going to be able to make it back for Worlds, which is kind of why I'm sad, because I don't want anyone to get hurt, especially a friend, and especially someone who's, won two out of the four tournaments last year, and that's battling, to become world champion, become a world record holder, and someone who I really enjoy watching skiing. So I haven't heard how he's doing in the last 2 weeks, but I definitely hope that he can make it for Worlds and he can compete there.
All right then. So we'll put a bow on this podcast before you get ready for tricking tomorrow. Tomorrow being Sunday for the Swiss Pro Tricks on Easter Sunday. Any other comments you want to make? Acknowledgements to whomever deserves it.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Vince, for always doing this tournament. I think Vince should host this tournament not once but twice a year. He's not paying attention, but
yeah.
Hopefully he listens to this. And yeah, it's such a great tournament that we can come here. Most of the trickers come and we just have fun, show our sport. We have so many cameras, we have all the angles, so it's really cool to, if you're not here, just watch at home and enjoy it.
Excellent stuff. And that is Pat O'Font here on the TWBC podcast, a preview in the Swiss Pro Tricks, which will take place on Sunday the 20th, that is Easter Sunday. So for now, my name's Tony Lightfoot, saying ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.